This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.
Call this regular meeting September 10th, meeting school board meeting to order. Irene, can you please determine a quorum?
Sure. Mara Latonsky.
Here.
Cheryl File.
Here.
Katie Humlin.
Here.
Jay Lister.
Excuse.
And Sarah Humgrain.
On her way.
That's, and Maria Hunt.
And Maria Hunt. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I move that we approve the agenda as written. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Well, all opposed? Passes. We do not have a student presentation this evening, but we will dive right in to our student representative report. Miss Maria Funt, tell us what's been going on at school in the first few weeks.
Well, in the first few weeks, we elected the student government for the school, and this year our president is going to be Peter Kowalski, our vice president is going to be Jack Byer. Our secretary is Maddie Whitethorn, our treasurer is Brooklyn Dormer, and our sergeant of arms will be Jolynn Toymora. Some of the things that the new student government wants to push through is more meetings. So last year we only met once a month, but Peter and the rest of the government would like to meet once or twice a week. No, yes, once a week, and the whole government in all once or twice a month. So this schedule will be decided on Thursday at their next meeting. But some of the things that we're looking forward to this year is the new Hello campaign, which is a mental health / social isolation campaign that will be affecting the whole student body through presentations and posters and announcements throughout the day. And there will be a whole week dedicated to it. They will also be able to pick some of the lunch decor, like the tables. They're looking to amend the ASB constitution on how ASB government members are elected. They're changing the elections to hopefully this spring, because as you can, well, you don't know, but the student government is all seniors this year, so in order to have a smooth transition, they would like to have it done in the spring so that the new government can see how it's done. Some of the social community outreach projects will be hopefully a Mountain View Manor gazebo fundraiser project. And that's pretty much it as far as what they're looking forward to in the near future. We started map testing as a school today, and that's for the freshmen and sophomores. And the sports going on right now are swim and cross country. And that's pretty much it.
Great, thank you very much. Irene, does anyone have any questions for Maria? Irene, do we have any correspondence?
No.
Any comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Any comments from the audience related to agenda items? Any comments from board members? I do want to state that Sarah Holmgren has joined us. She's present. All right, moving into the consent agenda, I move that we approve the consent agenda, which includes quite a bit. The August 2019 monthly accounting report, bills, payroll, electronic fund transfer, ASB trial balance, and P-card statements in the amount of $702,000, rounded down. August 13th, regular board meeting minutes, and extra duty contracts for 2019 to 2020. Ashley Lohr for elementary half split with Greg Kowalski. So Ashley Lohr and Greg Kowalski will take care of the elementary yearbook. Greg Kowalski for Student Government Advisor for the elementary school. Matt Powick for Middle School Basketball Coach Boys. Nathan Lopez, Middle School Basketball Coach for the Girls. Cindy Fry for Schoolwide Play Director. Ashley Lohr for the Senior Class Advisor, and that is split with Jill Lenhard. Ashley Lohr for High School Yearbook. Rick Dormer for the Student Government Advisor in the high school. Rick Dormer for the Auditorium Manager. Tyler Thane for the Wrestling Varsity Head Coach. And Marty Masson for the High School Wrestling Assistant Coach. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Katie Holmland. And we will take a roll call vote.
Okay. Mara Lutonsky.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Cheryl Feil.
Yes.
All right, consent agenda passes. We're going to move right into administrative reports. Superintendent Clute Peter.
Thank you. Welcome back, Maria. Good to see you. Happy to have you. A couple things. Just we've gotten off to a pretty darn smooth start this year. Sounds like Maria would maybe agree with that. So. It's been a pretty good few weeks of school so far. We've got quite a few new students in the district. I think we are, we're ending up probably about even in the high school, but we're definitely up in the middle school, and we're up some in the elementary as well. So I think we're looking at about 474-ish.
Oh, nice.
Right wow. now. So that's great.
From our lows of the 430s.
Yeah. Nice. So we are above where we budgeted, which is always great, plus just nice to have some new faces around the school as well. So in-service went really well. I think people felt like they had time to meet with colleagues and do collaborative work, as well as meet as a whole staff, and then as a whole district staff, we were able to do some training together as well. So I think people felt that it was useful. I went to the CERC board meeting last week. It's always about the second week of school, which isn't great timing, but it's always, actually it's nice to connect with other, all the superintendents from Southeast are on that board. So it is kind of nice to meet with everybody at the beginning of the year and just find out how things are going, what issues might be coming up in different districts, how are things going all around, you know, our region, which is kind of nice. So those meetings were good. I came back Friday afternoon from those. We have a fall conference in Fairbanks this year. They alternate between rural and urban or suburban. So this year it's in Fairbanks. So we're looking forward to that. That's the end of September. And we are getting really close on our elementary cafeteria remodel. We had been told originally we would be at the very beginning of the year. We knew that really wasn't going to happen. And then we were told it might be October. Now we are really looking at being able to move in this weekend and probably be started in there on Monday. So we're pretty excited about that. I do want to recognize, I mentioned it earlier during Campus Connection, but I really do want to acknowledge the Catholic Church. We reached out to them a few days before school when we realized it was going to be a few weeks longer than we thought, and they were super responsive and helpful, and put down tarps, and anyway, so we've been having lunch and breakfast over there, and it's really been very, very seamless. So we really appreciate all of their help and support in making that happen for us. Along the lines, there's, you know, August we had the big ramp leading up to the middle school with the rock road and the underground storage tank and all that. There's been a lot happening, and as you can see, it's all buttoned up nicely, and the rock went somewhere else. Not into people's yards, I don't know. So anyway, but so it's a pretty fancy tank. It actually has a kind of an alarm on it, which I think has gone off maybe once for if they overfill it. So it's a fancy tank. But that's what happens when things are new and replaced. So it's in, it's done. We're very excited about that. What else? Had a couple more updates on those. Let's see, elementary camp. Yep, engineers and architects are coming down to give us the final sign-off this week on the cafeteria in the elementary. High school, middle school, Viking Cafe was open for business on day one, which was pretty darn impressive. Our crew is super excited about being able to use kitchens and really cook. It's awesome. Yeah, very, very exciting. We do have a team that we're sending up next week to the Alaska School Safety and Wellbeing Summit. Last year, I think Sarah went with the group. And the team this year is going to be, let's see, John's going to go again, and Dan Tate's going to go, and then our counselors are going to go, so Rachel Etcher and Jenna Turner. So it's a good team. It was really beneficial. People who went last year felt it was. The timing's always a little hard for admin to go. It's always a little tricky at the beginning of the year. So we have a good crew going up there. And then Dan will be also attending this fall the AASB School Maintenance Conference, which is always a really good conference for him as well. So we'll be doing that. And otherwise, that's it. We're off to a good start.
So Maria, give us a student perspective of the Viking Cafe.
Well, it's pretty new and fancy and all shiny. I think it will be really good when we have like sporting events and all that, and I'm sure the staff really enjoy it. I don't really eat in a cafe, but it's a really nice facility.
That's turned out nice.
Excellent. All right, elementary principal's report, Ms. Heather Kahn. This is Heather Kahn.
The long list tonight, right?
Oh, come on. You're so good last week.
I forgot a whole bunch of stuff. So. I felt that we went off to a great start. I do, however, want to apologize for my first week's bulletin, any confusion that I might have caused during those first weeks. Just thanks for bearing with me. And everybody has been so kind. The emails, the text messages, the phone calls, the stop-ins. Thank you all. We started our year with just a small retreat. Jean Ellis donated her home above her home, I guess, the area, which overlooks the Narrows. And she donated her home. Mary Mitkiff was a big part of that, and so were her girls in setting up the space for the elementary school teachers. My mom made all the food, so thank you to Teresa, and Inga's galley donated all the food, so thank you to the galley. It was just nice to move away from the school and to start somewhere fresh, look at our goals, go over some housekeeping items that we needed to go over, and just kind of get the perspective for the year. The in-service was fast and furious. We tried to get as much time in our classrooms as possible. The week went by super fast. It was Friday and no time, and then the weekend, and then school started on the 26th. We had a kickoff on the 26th with Eliza Wormack and Katrina Miller hosting a library event the first day of school for those in the migrant program, and then those not in the migrant program. They came in, they signed up, they renewed, they hung out, they gathered information, they had a few treats, and it went really well. That push, I believe, was part of how we have a whole lot of returning, and the applications are already in, and there's a lot of paperwork that's already done. And I think that went from the spring all the way into our first day event on the 26th. The introduction to my child conferences, they went well. We had 220 families show up to the conferences out of 230 families. That was a 97% attendance rate for us. We also pushed for the first time with online registration, and we got 90 out of 230 families registered online this year, which was pretty good. We're looking at this month coming up. We have school pictures on September 17th and the 18th at the elementary school. We're hosting on Thursday, September 19th. At 6 p.m., we're hosting a night of stories, which is one of our Title I events, and we'll go into that further on in new business, honoring George Skeek and Denny Leek for their work on the eagle killer whale totem that is now out front. We're looking at this week of Sandy Hook. That's also on our new business, but that is the week of September 23rd. We're thinking that we're going to kick it off with the kindergartners performing in our new cafeteria, and they're going to do the Hello, How Do You Do song, and hopefully the first through fifth grade will join in if they're not too cool. Yeah, we are going to present daily challenges. We're we're getting the high school students, we're trying to work that out so that they can come over and just greet those little guys during the morning one day a week. And just, we're going to look at a helping hand wall and everybody putting their hands together and the hands wrapping around the elementary school. I think we did something like that when Mel Stockton was the principal. Just a reminder that there's no school on Monday, September 23rd. That's our district data day. We will be looking at that. We had our first PI meeting, and we will have our next one on Thursday, October 3rd at 4 p.m., and any and all are welcome to come. 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any questions?
Miskata sharing time at both schools.
Sure. Yeah, it's tweaking. We're tweaking it here and there. We're making it work. The nice thing is that when Miskata has to step out, Vonda is coming over and stepping in. We also have Debbie Eddy, who's there in the afternoons. So the only time that the library does not have anyone in it is for a lunch hour from 12:30 to 1 at this point in time. But we're working it. We're making it work.
She's hopping.
Yep, we are hopping.
I will say one thing about the Power School registration. It's not easy. Like, it's not just right in front of your face on Power School. Mm-hmm. It does mm-hmm. take a little bit. So if you have gone on Power School and you're wondering, what is this online registration that people are talking about, it's kind of like down in the far left-hand corner on the little task bar, but that's where you can go.
Is that something you have to do every year then, too? Because that's where I got confused.
The benefit of having it, if once you do it and you can attach to all your kids and mm-hmm. all those kinds of things, the point of it, too, is that it helps with updating. So what we would mm-hmm. do is ask people to make sure that all your numbers are correct and all those kinds of things, rather than having to go through kind of the whole registration process every year, you know. Okay. You know, that people can just go in and do that. Mm-hmm. New numbers, new emails, you know, mm-hmm. here's Grandma and Grandpa's numbers. Or mm-hmm. Yeah. And we will help if you need help. We have lots of screencasts for people. We have, if you just get messed up with it, you know, just reach out. We've got people that can help, so.
Yep. Okay, middle school, high school, principal's ribbon report. Mr. Rick Dormer.
All right, good evening. Ooh, wow. Yeah, school's in full swing. It's great. It really has been smooth. It really has. It's awesome. We have such great teachers supporting there, and the kids are fun. To be honest, I'm happy to see them back. It's fun. Sixth graders are fun. That's a great hallway. I really enjoy my office down there watching the sixth grade. Sometimes I kind of wait a minute, and then I'll go out and help them, kind of watch them, you know, ask each other and, you know, drop this folder or pick this one up. They're doing great, though. They're really happy kids, and they enjoy that. And as well as the freshmen, I'm enjoying watching them a little bit from afar as you watch freshmen. But they're doing great getting into the school. It's good. A lot of new kids, and it's good to see our students reaching out to them and making them feel at home. I think slowly, you know, seeing them connect with others, as you know they do, and find their niches and their groups, and seeing more smiles from the new kids. It's a big move for kids to get a new school. So it's great. Been a good start with school. And of course, it's always an open invitation. Board members, Maria, you can come too, but you come every day. But coming to school and just walk around a little bit. It's fun. It's nice to see the kids in action. I know you're all really busy, but it's fun. The teachers are doing a great job. I am starting right away by stealing Mr. Cabral's report, but it's just that cross country was awesome. That was a great meet. Thank you to the, I mean, so many community members come out that don't have kids running, and Cabral dialed up the weather, and it was fantastic. It was really good. What a great event. So thanks, of course, Coach Thompson. I'm so stealing the report. Coach, you know, Eddie, that guy, Don Holmes is the legendary starter. I mean, record numbers of kids. It was really fun. I know a lot of people cooked in the new kitchen. That was the first time, I think, right? They cooked in the kitchen and as a fundraiser, I believe. Ms. Fry was there and cooking it up and using that space. So anyway, it was great. I had a good time.
It was fun.
We had a back-to-school night, too, for middle school parents, and that went well. Just, you know, kind of meet and greet here, and then we went in the auditorium and presented some information, and we actually had a few parents come up and just say how thankful they were for that information. It was really helpful. It was heavy on sixth-grade parents, as it always is, but just a good presentation. Mr. Painter presents, Mr. Grawl presents, and I do, and we try to be there for a lot of questions, a lot of things heading into middle school. So, well, thank you to staff who work a long day to make that happen, so it's great. A quick thanks to just to Ray Troll for coming by. If you didn't get a chance to see him, I was there and helped with the presidential Thursday. He's just a unique individual. He's so talented. But I know he came to the elementary school. I heard it was pretty cool. No, that's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Your report is longer than mine. I'm almost done. So you did a good job. But I just want to say thanks to him. And then I know he came up, and I didn't even see that, but he came up to Miss Laura's room as he would, and they know each other, and it was amazing. And I just love that he comes in and he takes time out of his way for kids because he's got a lot on his plate. So thanks. And, of course, the organizer, I know Karen Dillman. Karen Dillman did a lot of work there, and she was presenting Rainforest Festival, the Forest Service. A lot of people made that happen, but it was good. Good for him to connect with kids.
My child got his autograph.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Don't try and steal it.
No. Well, it was cool. I mean, his presentation night, I didn't realize that he's done this. This is his second book with the, one of the curators of the Smithsonian Natural History Museum. Mm-hmm. And they just go out and, dig up bugs. And here in Alaska, too, which is really cool. So I just love that it's science. Yay, science. And but then he connects with kids and talks about it. And, of course, he draws cool pictures. So, I mean, he's just so good. We are knee-deep in map testing, doing great so far. We've put a little bit more responsibility on staff this year as they're making their own test sessions, but they're just doing it in stride and doing it well. So we're doing that with our kids, and we started with a reading today, and we're testing a few more kids in the high school and trying that to get more of those data testing points to see how they're doing, and that's going great. We also have Weir and Right in the Middle pictures here this week, too, so freshmen got their picture taken today, and Maria's going to get hers tomorrow, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Along with the other seniors, juniors, and sophomores. And then middle school picture day is this Friday. Thank you to Tanya Somerville for doing a great job and working with us and doing all the stuff she does. That's awesome. Reminder, too, we are jumping in talking about education, and I know we've been talking about curriculum, and we're in the math curriculum review year, and they're going to present to you nice folks this spring. We do have a... I don't think I told our board rep. I'm sorry. Is that Sarah?
It's Thursday.
Katie.
No, it's me.
Thursday.
It's
Katie. Sorry, Katie.
Calendar.
Good. Okay.
You can't keep me away.
Good. I'm glad. At 3:10, I think we'll be in Mr. Engel's room. So, yeah. Talk about the district wide. Good. Good job, Katie. You're
ahead.
I didn't email you. And then, as crazy as it sounds, mid-quarter one is on the 20th. We are moving. And, of course, the professional development day on the 23rd, our data day, which will be fun. Talk about data about sports. That's it. Any questions for me? Okay. No. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Director.
I'm so sorry.
Is it a question for me?
No.
Okay,
I just wanted to say Katie Holman had written a grant for the Partners in Education, Partners in Education for CHI, and that was really instrumental in bringing Rachel to the library. And I want to say thank you. So he came to the library for those parent or for the children, and they all had their dinosaurs hats on, and he had a big T-Rex tooth, which you don't call it T-Rex. I learned other words with that. But I just wanted to say thank you and just give a shout out to Pi as well as Katie for that, because he wouldn't have been able to come here with if it wasn't for that grant that she had written.
Cool.
Nice.
Good job, Pi and Katie. Director of Activities. Director of Activities, Mr. Jamie Cabral.
Questions, Rick Gardia.
I know.
No, just kidding. like Mr. Gerber said, we busy past weekend. It was great. 11 hours of bus runs if you add it all up. So it was good.
I passed a few of them.
You did. I'm sure you did. A lot of yellow buses and white buses all over the place. 112 boys was the final tally, and 86 girls. So it was
awesome.
Great. It was fabulous. Ms. KP was in the pits with us. Mara, you missed out.
It
was fantastic.
Great.
It was intense. It was good.
Awesome.
But thanks for everyone helping out. Mr. Norman got to ride the bike a lot.
And the wig.
His belt and wig on the back. Yeah, it was great. But lots of cool things, lots of kids having opportunities to run, and a beautiful day it was out there. And yeah, lots of community members came to just watch. It was pretty cool. I think cars went all the way up to the airport and all the way down the aisle. But it was great. Morning at 6 a.m. was beautiful out there. You should have been out there with us. It was wonderful. Swimming just got back from Sitka from their first meet. Wonderful, wonderful first meet. So that was good for them. And they will be at home on October 18th, 19th. That is their home meet, so the only one we have this year. And you guys will be heading to Ketchikan's Juno in 2 weeks. So all at Thunder is what I heard, too. Sitka will be hosting their regions come in November, and we hope to be in the new pool in Sitka, the very beautiful facility that we have there. Middle school home cross country is the 21st as well. So middle school cross country, 21st. Right now, tentative, it is 2 p.m. for the boys, 2:40 for the girls on the 21st. We are waiting for Schoenbar to come off the 11:45 a.m. ferry, so give them some time to settle in, and we're going to run on Saturday afternoon on that day. That's the working the along with the ferry schedule. And they are going to Ketchikan on the 28th. Middle school basketball cheers start the 26th of September. High school volleyball starts tomorrow. And high school wrestling starts on the 2nd of October, so we're about that point of about 9-10 activities going at the same time. Okay. Middle school robotics is also going. What's your count at? 20?
We are at
25 students in middle school robotics.
Three teams this year.
Three teams, yeah. It is
fantastic.
I love it.
So three robots, two tables. And
yes, yeah. So they are... And you guys are busy this year, first week of practice?
We've already
got started with their craft and roll it away.
And do you guys have sufficient supplies to be able to run that many teams?
Yeah, we're setting up a second table, and we were donated additional robots. Now we have three robots, so every team will have its separate robot, which will be really nice because in the past we had they would share one of the robots and try to do the mission. So we'll be running two tables. 7th, 8th grade will practice Monday through Wednesday, and then 6th grade on Thursdays. And so that's kind of our schedule right now. And Mr. Ward and I are coaching that this year, which is great. So
yeah,
we're
really
making
cool.
it happen. Yeah, but our numbers and interests have definitely increased. Yeah.
I think tripled from last year.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Every year it increases.
Every year it's increasing.
Off the first year there was only 7.
Yep.
When Ms. Metzer ran it.
Yep. I was about to say, we had a presentation and their team was small.
Yeah, it was
small.
Then we went to, I think, 8, and then we went to...
Two teams.
We had two teams last year as the first year with a 6th grade team and a 7th, 8th grade combo team. And last year's interest was about 20 kids total. We started off the year and it kind of dwindled down. And then this year we're starting with 25 and 3 distinct teams. So, and our season is September, and last year it went all the way into January. Our season went from September to January, so it was a very long season that we were, because that earthquake kind of just kept extending us.
So our virtual
tournament was January 12th, I believe. So, yeah, it was a long season last year. So, but a great season. Kids love it, which is awesome. And this year's theme is City Shapes. City Shapers. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Kids are
jazzed.
They are. Very exciting. And then for you middle school parents, I hope middle school Arbiter Planet HS is wonderful for you, and we are rolling with that. It's going to be easier in the meantime, and it's amazing how many times high school kids actually remember their password. So it was great. And even some of the parents remember their password, too. So it was really good. And then at the end of the month, the 27th, Karen and I will be heading to our first Region 5 meeting in Sitka for this year. And talk about fairies. Yeah, the fairy schedule is out.
Fairies.
And it is reduced significantly from last year and in the past and some of our other communities across the state. Cordova does not have one for 8 months, I believe. So it'll change how we operate, definitely, and we're going to do the best we can to make it work for the kids and make sure we stay good. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be wonderful.
Did we get a middle school cheer?
Still going on that one. Yep, we should know by next week, hopefully. I think we do have some applicants, so. It'll be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And any other coaches that we're looking for at this time?
High school cheer possibly coming up, but that doesn't start till December. Yeah. Yeah.
Just might as well put the word out.
Yes, absolutely. for the rest till we meet again. What's going to be at home? Middle school cross country will be at home on the 21st. First home volleyball game will be the 27th, 28th of September with Juno Douglas coming here. So we'll be home with Juno Douglas that weekend to start it off. Away we go. Yeah. Questions for me? No.
I don't think so. Good luck on your Sitka meeting.
Thank you. Should be wonderful. We got a busy, busy schedule of it. Our agenda is going to be wonderful. I'm not going to give them a lunch break. We're going to work right through.
Not until they solve all the problems.
Yes. Thank you.
Crack the whip.
All right. School board committee reports. Crisis. Anything, Cheryl?
Nope.
Curriculum. It sounds like they have a meeting coming up.
Yep.
Speaking
Thursday.
About math. There's no legislative update at this time. We don't have negotiations this year. Sarah, is there a policy, anything?
Yes, we have a policy meeting, but I'm trying to find on my calendar what day it was.
19th.
Thank you. I see it all, but now I do. 9 a.m. on the 19th, Thursday the 19th.
All right, and of course, the policy committee is open to community members that are interested in putting in some hours, taking a look at our policies and weighing in. Mm-hmm. They can sign up at the district office if you would like to be on that committee. Anything with wellness, Katie?
Not that I've heard yet.
Okay. There are no special recognitions and no old business, so we'll move right into new business with the FY20 Grant Awards acceptance. I move that we accept the FY20 grant awards as presented by Karen Morrison and Superintendent Clute Painter. Is there a second?
A second.
Seconded. Let's jump in. Tell us about these grants.
Let's talk about money.
Let's talk about money.
Good.
Oh, my brain. I can't see.
Do you want my glasses, Erica?
I really can't.
There's nothing.
There you go. You got it. Okay, fiscal 20 grants. We a lot of our grants are pretty much consistent with the previous year and the previous year before that. The difference is this year we got all of our applications in fairly early, and they were actually our grant awards came in earlier than usual. Mm-hmm. So about 6% of our total revenue at $9.3 million is grant funding. So we receive about $526,000 in grant funds. This graph basically shows you we get a lot of very small grant awards. Our three largest grant awards are our Title I-A at 21%, our Title I-C at 23%, and that is our consolidated grant that we receive from DEED. It's federal funds that's passed through the state. Title 6B is about 30% of our total grant awards, and that is our SPED program. And we're going to go into detail on all of these on the next slide. Next slides. Suicide prevention. This is a grant that we've had for about 7 years. Does that seem right?
I think it's the 7th year.
Yep.
So we received $25,000 for this award. This covers the middle and high school. Some of the program, some of the funds cover counseling services. We cover middle school curriculum. We fund PBIS awards. There's travel for the SAP conference. And we fund the school climate and connectedness survey in partnership with the, it's not the Healthy Living Grant anymore, it's the school wellness grant, and we split that survey with this grant and the other grant. So, anything you want to add on that one, Erica?
No, I don't think so. Just the counseling services we do, that is in a partnership with Petersburg Mental Health. So it's, we work with some of their staff in the school setting.
They come on site. Mm-hmm. School Health and Academic Achievement Award. This is a continuation from some of the work that we've done with the Healthy Living Grant. It's really to support wellness initiatives for both students and staff. Again, I said that we fund half of the school climate and connectedness survey with this and partner with the SAP. We also have funds to send Ginger Evans, Dan Van Swerengen, and Carly Johnson McIntosh to the School Health and Wellness Institute in October. And that's a requirement from the grant.
And this amount has actually increased. When we originally started this, this was an attempt by the state to help districts who had successfully worked with that larger Healthy Living grant to be able to continue some of the work. So it started at about 15,000, and then it was 15,000 plus 3,000, and then it just, because we have great people managing it, to be honest. Ginger has a lot of experience with it. Carly's been really involved in it. So it just keeps kind of growing and allowing us to do.
When we worked on this grant in the spring, we actually were able to design a budget for what the project development was looking like for our district, and they actually awarded us that amount. So it is more than what we normally get.
It should have been more like 18, but we had a plan and backup for why we wanted it to be where we wanted it. So it's just kudos to people who are working on that. So
ESSA, Every Student Succeeds Act, this is the Title I-A grant. We receive $114,000 approximately. Ray C. Stedman Elementary School is a school-wide program. This is the second year that we've been a school-wide program. So all of the students at the elementary school can receive services under the school-wide model. Currently, we fund a reading paraprofessional, as well as reading callback for both our kindergarten teachers. We have a reading specialist teacher. We have books and supplies. We're able to send some of our staff members to RTI and ASTE conferences. And we also have the parent engagement nights,
which is one of the ones coming up.
I'm going to talk about next.
Can I ask, is that particular grant specific for reading? Like it can only be used for that?
Nope, it can be used, especially now that it's school-wide, it opens up a lot of different opportunities.
Yeah, because without even like math, because we seem to have same struggles that reading can be, math can be the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, it can be, absolutely.
So another portion of the consolidated grant is the Title I-C, and we receive $126,000 in that grant. These services are provided above and beyond to families that are involved in fishing and logging industries. So they're not services that are offered to all students. They have to be qualified as a migrant student. The funds support a reading intervention program. We have a migrant recruiter and records manager, and that's Carly Johnson McIntosh. We have a migrant middle and high school liaison stipend, and that is Carly Beyer. We have a parent advisory board member stipend, and that is Katrina Miller. We also offer after school and weekend tutoring for migrant students, sub costs for migrant related travel. We also have counseling services through the migrant program, and we also can fund RTI and ASTE professional development for our elementary school staff members. We have had trips, and we built this in, a trip for UAA and UAF for college planning for migrant students, as well as an AvTech trip for career planning for our migrant students. We have materials and supplies budgeted for parent engagement nights, books and supplies for the reading program. We help AP exam costs for migrant students. We will also help with activity fees and travel assistance for college planning, as well as offering AMSI and CPR training.
That's
and if any,
pride and joy.
We've worked really hard on this one for the last couple of years. And if there's anybody listening in the audience that is curious about more about the migrant program, you can contact Carly Johnson or stop in the district office, and we can direct you who you need to speak with. The state also provides a ESSA Migrant Parent Advisory Council grant of $5,000. That's for covering travel for Katrina Miller to attend the board meetings. There's at least two a year that she attends, and she is on the state's Parent Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm. I think she's one of nine. Is it nine on there?
I'm not sure how many are on there. Mm-hmm. We also receive a Migrant Book Award. We received $1,960. This grant award is for students to be able to purchase books through the Scholastic Book Fair and through Singly Alley Books. Title 6B, this is one of our larger grants at $161,731. This grant supports services for our special education students. A portion of our district SPED program director, Bridget Whitstock, is funded through this program. We also provide additional work days for our SPED teachers so that they can work on the IEPs and reports that are required by the state. We contract services with CERC for speech and psychology services. We also contract with the Petersburg Mental Medical Center for dietitian services, physical therapy, and occupational therapy, as well as we can fund supplies and materials to help support the SPED program. In addition to this grant, we receive a small, it's called Section 619 preschool grant, and it's $1,480, and this is to support supplies and materials that are needed for our preschool SPED students.
Because we are required, as you guys know, to provide special education services to children who turn 3 years old. So 3 years old through age 21 for special services.
Our career technical education grant is a federal grant. It's typically $15,000, and then they give an additional allocation in the spring. Last spring they gave us $5,000, but historically it's been $3,000, so we'll pretty much budget for that and hope we get five. This grant funds, it supports the aquaculture classes, the metal and shop program, the culinary arts program, and the food science class. It also supports the CNA program. It provides extra work days for the CTE teachers to work on curriculum and program development, as well as supplies and materials for the programs and equipment. The Indian Education Program, that's $30,285. It funds a 0.2 FTE of the Dean of Students Activities. That's Jamie Cabral. He coordinates programs for the Indian Education Program. The purpose is to support cultural activities such as paddle making workshops. And we've had the Elizabeth Peratrovich celebration in Sitka that we've taken students to, and then other local cultural events. The next award is the Rural Education Achievement Award at $21,625. These funds cover staff development for RTI and ASTE conferences, and this grant has actually grown quite a bit this year. I want to say $10,000 more than what we received last year.
It was closer to $13,000.
So as we're having to tighten down our general fund budget, we're able to put professional development money into the Rural Education Achievement Award.
And it can only be used for that.
Yep.
Which is,
it has to be in conjunction with something from the consolidated grant. Mm-hmm. We also received some funds from the state of Alaska for staff professional development. These are actually required trainings. Okay, well, the school safety summit's not required, but most of the trainings are required by the state, and so DEED funds the travel for those. So far, we've received $9,100. We will probably get additional allocations as the year goes on, but they've committed to funding the school safety summit and the migrant staff training at this point.
Is it separate from the other grant that's sending $5,000?
Yes, this is separate.
Meetings?
Mm-hmm. Each one of these is a separate grant award, which is why they're presented separately. And there's a lot of people that collaborate to work on these grants. Obviously, Superintendent Eric Clue Painter, Heather Kahn, Rick Dormer, Bridget Woodstock, Rachel Etcher, Jenna Turner, Eliza Warmack, Carly Johnson, Jamie Cabral, and Ginger Evans.
And Karen Morrison.
And me. We all work together and make this happen. Do you have any questions?
I do not. Thank you very much for bringing in additional funds that the state and the borough does not provide to cover all of the services that we offer. So thanks for doing that work
to give more to our students.
Okay. If there's no other questions, then we'll go ahead and have a roll call vote. The motion is to accept the grants as Karen presented them. ahead, Irene.
Mara Lutomski.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Cheryl Files.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. Just take that money. All right. 16.2, Title I, Celebration, A Night of Stories. You want me to read all of the intro, or will you give all of that information, Cindy?
I will give you some of that information. So the Night of Stories is our opportunity to celebrate the new totem in front of the elementary school. So I just want to kind of talk about how the project got started and all the different people who have been involved in making this happen. So I think it was, we had a new school psychologist come to town, Denny Leek, last year, and he started working and brought the idea to one of our graduates from last year, George Skeek, who is an aspiring Native artist, local artist. And so Denny talked to George about this idea of creating this totem, and Bridget Woodstock was involved and brought the idea to me and said, hey, where can we get the cedar log? Well, hey, guess who has cedar logs? That would be me and my husband, Chris. So we donated a really great cedar log, carving log from our property, yellow cedar, and throughout the year, Dave Owens tolerated this being back behind the shop, and so if you kind of watch the progress as you walk to Parks and Rec, you would see that, and I promised Dave Owens that we would get it out of there at some point. Well, that just happened on Friday, so that was amazing. So part of the process, too, was that Denny carved out the eagle, started it last spring, finished it up over the summer, and did the staining of it. George came and actually did the carving of the orca, the native orca on there. So what I've been told is it's considered to be a modern totem. And so with rebar from Alaska Fiber and Jeff Hupp donated, and so that's our supports going down into the foundation. Concrete from Concrete Connections and Chris Morrison came and poured that, or helped Chris and I pour it, and we built the foundation, so then we had to wait for that to cure. And then with the assistance of Dan Tate, Chris and myself, we were able to move the totem successfully without knocking off the eagle to its current location, which is in front of the elementary school, where it's looking fabulous if you haven't driven by. So we want to celebrate it, we want to recognize it, and Heather can come and talk about the celebration itself. So thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Just a little bit of information. Denny is one of the traveling psychologists. He actually was living in Kansas with his wife and traveling in Alaska, going from southeast villages, and he had built a relationship with this girl in Juneau. They actually carved outside the Mendenhall River Community Schools, and so he started this. He's going around and building these relationships with kids and, you know, getting them interested and taking their skills and bringing it to a whole nother level. His wife has recently moved to Wrangell, and now he is our neighbor. So he's coming over as our neighbor on Monday. So we wanted to do something. We wanted to give recognition to Denny and to George for the work that they have put in. Denny came over a lot of hours over the summer and grabbed George, and off they would go and they would carve together. This also happened in the spring. And I got to thinking this summer when I was definitely bored and thought, well, yeah, I had nothing else to do. So I thought, I texted or emailed Erica and said, we have to do a Title I event, right? And she's like, yes. So I thought, why not put the two together? Because this is a story. Totems are about stories. And we want to have this story around for a while. So I went and I started looking. I sit on the Petersburg Indian Association Council. So I'm one of the council members for them, and I work with the JOM committee. So I started talking to some of the, to Brenda Louise, and when I was talking to her, her and I just started formulating this idea of wow, you know, she's like, we could start drumming, we could do this unveiling of it, and we could make it really big. And I was like, and then could you come into the library and you could tell Tlingit stories? She's like, of course I can. So Brenda has been organizing the drumming circle. She's going to come in. We are organizing what is an appropriate honoring speech for these two gentlemen and for George as an Alaskan Native artist. What is the proper procedures to go about? So her and I have been working together. We are going to do this celebration on Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m. We'll start outside the elementary school, and we have a cake afterwards for celebration. Everybody needs cake for celebration. So it's at the primary end under the covered area that is leading up to the steps of the school. We're hoping to go inside the cafeteria where Brenda will be doing Tlingit storytelling, and then a little introduction to what Title I is, what is it about, and how can we make these events continue to happen throughout the year? What kind of events do the parents and the community look forward to, and those kinds of things. So that's how the Night of Stories came to be. Do you guys have any questions?
Sounds great.
It'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Cindy.
Yes, thank you for all your hard work getting that ready and going.
Looks great.
16.3, the Start with Hello program overview. We heard a little bit, a clip of it in Maria's presentation, but now we will hear what the whole program is.
A little bit more about it. So there it is for you. And we're going to bring you some stickers that Mr. Owens made. They're pretty cool. They require a lot of poking out of the pieces inside, though. Mm-hmm. So the vinyl cutting, you're like, I don't know if we're going to make 474 of those, you know, before then, but they're pretty cool. So just to give you a little bit of background about this program and where it came from. It did come out of Sandy Hook Promise, which is a nonprofit organization that was unfortunately formed after the terrible tragedy there in 2012. So they do provide a lot of resources and ideas and support materials for students, for community members, focusing on anti-violence, focusing on anti-bullying, focusing on social isolation, and creating, as you can see here, a culture of inclusion and connectedness. So Start with Hello is kind of us, a way of dipping our toe in, as Maria mentioned, and a way of just kind of rallying us around this idea. It's a simple idea, but it's a powerful idea. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. This is the idea. See someone alone, reach out and help, start with hello. That's it. So this focus on this issue of social isolation is really becoming, even in this age of social media, people confuse that with being really connected, and it's not. And we find that in our own school climate connectedness data within the district that, you know, the more connected, quote, I'm putting that in quotes, that we are with each other, actually, in a lot of ways, the less connected we are. So these feelings of people feeling like they're being left out of things, knowing what everyone else is doing out in social media world, and feeling left out, lonely, treated like they're invisible. And it really is a growing epidemic within schools and really just kind of in our world, for sure. And even if there's a lot of research around people who are truly isolated and people who perceive that they are isolated. And it's as damaging to perceive that you are, you know, isolated as well. So maybe people aren't sure what that really looks like, but they feel that way. They don't know how to connect or reach out to other people. So then, of course, this just leads to other issues. So kids feeling isolated, they can become victims of bullying themselves or violence. They can suffer from depression, anxiety, and it can create a further spiral of events to pull away from society, struggle with school, social development, and potentially choosing to hurt themselves or others. So really just focusing on that. It's not a quick fix, and again, this isn't new. We do a great job of this. We do an amazing job of this already in our school. Our kids do. I mean, we're watching these new kids walk into our building, and I've watched kids already. Rick was just telling me about an example of a student, just a new kid walks in, and a new kid one of our old hands walks right over and just plops down and pulls them right in and, you know, come work with us in our group. And I think we do a really good job of that, but I think just continuing to be really intentional about that and making sure that we are focusing on seeing the kid that is always eating lunch alone. You know, maybe they really choose to eat lunch alone, or maybe they have the headphones on and the hoodies up and that sort of thing, because it's just a barrier and they don't know how to connect. So figuring out ways to reach out to people. So this call to action is sort of this idea of having a way of rallying around something. So you have to start somewhere. This is the week. It's the 23rd to the 27th. That's a national week that they've, you know, designed. The idea being that it is at the beginning of the school year, which is also nice. So if you're trying to sort of set that tone for kids greeting kids coming in the building, or kids reaching out to others. And these are, again, these are really not rocket science ideas. They're not new. I mean, the idea of, there's lots of programs out there about, you know, go to lunch with a pal, or invite a new friend to sit with you. Just reaching out to others around you, not always staying maybe with the same people that you always stay with. Trying to reach out to others. And I think those were some of the ideas that have been discussed with ASB students, and also I know in the elementary, just the idea of trying to challenge kids, like Heather was saying earlier, you know, to do that, saying hello to a new person every single day, you know. Asking someone to sit next to you that you've never sat next to in the lunchroom, just to do it. Who knows? You might make a new friend. You know. So just really trying to help kids reach out and not let our kids feel isolated. So that's pretty much it, I think, in a nutshell.
So this is student training?
There's a whole lot of resources associated with it. Again, we're so new just looking at it that there's a lot. I mean, like, there's a student leader guide that they provided. You can use as much or as little of it as you want, you know, to design it around for what you want for your community. But, I mean, it's probably 35 pages long, and it's, you know, filled with resources. But so we're dipping our toe into that. So we're working with student leadership, especially middle and high school. I think it's really important for it not to be the adults who are leading it all, you know, but maybe bringing my hope in seeing it was bringing the idea forward. I think adults can benefit from this, and I think kids can benefit from it too, I hope. And so, but wanting kids to sort of take it where they might want to go with it, especially middle and high school. I think it needs to be student-driven more. Elementary, probably upper kids will hopefully kind of take it on a little bit more with maybe our student council over there too. I feel like Mr. K, I could see him plunging into that with, you know, with ASB too. So there's teacher training, there's parent, there's lots of information. We'll keep bringing information out there to parents and putting it on our Facebook pages and just getting the word out there.
So it's not just 1 week of activities. It's just kind of like that's the kickoff week, and then you're hoping that it'll be like a year-long kind of
this
implementation?
This kickoff week is sort of this call to action, but yes, there can be more that you can do with that. There are ideas that you try to do, like sort of like these events that Heather's talking about. You kind of plan maybe like 4 things throughout the year with this sort of theme, this intentionality. And then there's a whole lot of other resources that actually tie. There's other groups and other things you can form within your school that could tie into what we're already doing with our SAP grant, our suicide prevention grant. We do signs of suicide in the high school. That's a research program that is very specific. And for example, if you look at, there's a club, it's called SAVE. It's one of the things that you can do. It's an option for high school kids in particular. And you are required, before you can even sort of access that program or have that training even for kids, you have to have access to signs of suicide or another evidence-based research program that you're providing within your school setting. So you can't, you know, there's a lot to it. I mean, there's a lot of things that kids are dealing with that we have no idea about. And so you want to have programs that are evidence-based and provide good training for the adults too. So there's that.
So well, that'll be exciting to see where you guys go with that.
Yeah.
ASV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my thing's not working. You know, it's my cursor. I don't have to show anything else anymore.
All right, so then we'll move right into just information about the AASB annual conference. They have set the date. It'll be November 7th to November 10th. In Anchorage, I did just pull up some conference details. It looks like it's still being held at the Hilton. I thought they said it was going to be at the Cook. Whatever. They're going to have, the keynote speakers will be an educator and advocate, educator and advocate of transformative solutions in education, and then the deputy executive director of the Michigan Association of School Boards. Those will be the two speakers, and then they have some other things on the agenda. So just informational, we have found going in the past has been beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I may do a deeper dive on what they might be offering this year as to whether I choose to go myself. But board members, of course, are invited to go if you'd like. They do have new board member training and advanced board member boot camps as well to just be continually training us as board members. And that's one of the most valuable things that I have found is just like learning my role as a school board member. You know, school board members aren't here to drive the bus necessarily. We're kind of the ones that hand the map to the bus driver. So, yeah. So, any additional comments from board members? All of our upcoming dates and meeting announcements, it is quite a list. Well, I wasn't going to rattle them all off. You can find those on our website, www.pcsd.us. This original I just pulled from.
Oh, okay.
From. I know KFSK posts a lot of information as well. And you can find this on our board agenda, which is available on the website as well. You can pull it right off of the agenda. Any future agenda items? Board members?
Hopefully we'll have some policy.
We
maybe
will
step
have
at
some
least
policy.
In for
mm-hmm.
first reading.
Yeah.
Maria, any future agenda items that you think the students would want us to be
not as
thinking
of yet.
About? Any other new business? If not, I move that we adjourn. 7:03 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Cheryl. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.